Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and counting the days down to Christmas. And if you are listening to this as it the day it launches, we are 17 days away. Now you can talk now, out, John.
Yes, also patiently awaiting like an advent calendar to open up Christmas. Yes, Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, Disney foodie, producer of this show. And I just want to say that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Mm. Yeah. Happy holidays. And I think it's also near Hanukkah time. So, yeah. Good times.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Kat. Experienced producer, film historian, and as you can see, home for the holidays.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, of course, please like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
It works.
Today we're going to talk about some new menus that have opened or are about to open at Disney Springs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, Manit Chuhan is wonderful. She had a restaurant here in Nashville. Wish it would have stuck around longer, but we're a big fan of her food and her as a person.
Agree.
It's really cool that they have a place at Disney Springs called Eat by Manit because it's neat.
Just gonna keep rhyming words?
It's sweet.
Sounds good.
Let's eat.
She wears shoes on her feet.
Oh boy.
It'd be a complete treat.
Oh my, it's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, we could always go back and go to our default setting of talking about music, like,
let's do it.
And all that. But anyway.
Speaking of music.
Yes.
Death Cab for Cutie is coming here in April.
Are they?
Yes. Where? Bridgestone Arena.
Okay.
I can get pre-sale tickets.
Good.
Today.
Do it.
You going to do it?
I saw them with the Postal Service a couple of times.
Yep, that's what it is.
I will stay with the children.
And I'm trying to get Natalie to go with me.
She'll go. She likes Death Cab. We're trying to get tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins again on tour, I think, with Green Day.
Green Day? Yeah.
We're going to see Alanis.
Nice.
At least I've got to go see Alanis, Hell or High Water. I want to see her again. I haven't seen her since 1997. Mm-hmm. And of Sammy Hagar, because it's probably going to be the last time I get to see that half of Van Halen play with Seth Rowney and John Bonham, who is like, an amazing drummer. So those are the big concerts on our to-do list. Like, our fans want to know this.
Oh, yeah. I got tickets to Blink-182, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Nice. We got to go see that.
Yes. And I'm waiting for production tickets to go on sale for Green Day before I shell out for those.
Yeah. Luckily for me, I work with Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I may just, I probably will pull that card when they come here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pull the card. I think everybody's going to want to see it anyway from work, but it's nice.
Definitely. Put your name in the hat now.
I have to say that Mike Dirnt is a super nice guy. Super
all
nice.
All three of them are.
Yeah.
All three of them are.
I hear they're just the nicest guys. I mean,
they really are.
Our fans, our listeners probably know, I build Billy Joe's guitars and stuff. So it's pretty cool that.
They don't. Now they do.
Well, now they do. And, talked to Mike this week and it was just super, super nice. So anyway, Green Day.
Love it.
How about those 90s?
The pictures of this food are making me very hungry.
Yes, let's get back to eat. It is. It's cool. So you want to talk about this menu reveal?
Well, the restaurant opened. And so we can talk about the menu a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. So I will say the one thing on the shareables menu that I really want is the bread service, and it comes with pimento whipped paneer. So it's a buttered naan, garlic naan, pimento whipped paneer cheese, masala vegetable sticks, Indian pickle, and coriander honey and chutney.
Yes, please.
$18. Sounds so good to me.
I love Indian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So you want to talk about the rest of them, or that's just your pick for appetizer of the week? Because, I mean, you know, let's face it, it's a slow news week, y'all. So we could go over the entire menu and we'd still have like another half hour left to talk about stuff.
We can go. Let's just hit some of the key things.
Okay. Let's be sure.
Instead of like going through everything.
That's fine. Go ahead.
We can mention them if we want to mention them instead of going through the description.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So they also have, and this is part of the shareables, they also have a tandoori chicken poutine.
That's gluten free.
14. The DIY pani puri, that's 12. You get 7 pieces. They have a walking taco made with crunchy Indian puff, and that's 12. And 2 piece of samosas for $9. I don't think $18 for the bread service is bad at all.
No, and I've had the crunchies for the walking taco before. We both had it before, so yummy. Now for pizza and breads, which is right up my alley, they've got chicken tikka naan pizza.
That I will take.
Yeah. They have the sang paneer naan pizza, which has got sang spinach sauce.
And the pizzas are 14.
Yeah, it's like a veggie pizza. And then the spicy green chili naan.
That sounds
wonderful. Cilantro and clarified butter. That's on green chilies. Good. Garlic naan, always a staple. And the buttered naan, which is good. I mean, it's all the stuff you would think.
And the naans are between $4 and $6. Mm-hmm. You have to mention the prices.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Kat, you want to talk about this market?
Yeah, they have some interesting looking salads. You can get the street style puff rice salad for $12. The samosa chop salad for $15. And you can enhance your salad with things like tandoori chicken, paneer tikka, basil cilantro shrimp, or masala roasted cauliflower for $5 extra, which is a great option, I think.
Yeah, I like that.
I love tandoori chicken, so I think that I would have to add that. The samosa chop salad sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I think if you like Indian food, I mean, everything here is just sounding wonderful. And if it's anything like Manit's restaurant here, you know, it's all going to be good. I think, you know, I've had all the stuff on her menu at one point because it was so close to the office, my office. So, okay. Build your own bowl, Kristen.
Yes. BYOB for $18. This includes pickled red cabbage, Indian pico de gallo, and masala chickpea pearls. And then you get to choose your base of kebab and sauce.
That's cool.
So your bases are cumin basmati rice, turmeric riced cauliflower, fresh salad greens. Mm. For you, the kebab, you have tandoori chicken, paneer tikka, basil cilantro shrimp, masala roasted cauliflower. And for your sauces, your choices are tikka, which is a buttery tomato sauce, sage, which is a rich, earthy spinach sauce, golden coconut curry sauce. Oh, that sounds good. Korma, which is a cashew saffron sauce, and bahuna, which is a classic Indian curry sauce, which I'm all about curries. Curries and spiciness are up my alley.
It says pick your sauce. Maybe you should pick multiple sauces and just go nuts. Try it all. It's like the bread service over at Sanaa. I was like, get all the accompaniments, please.
One of everything.
One of everything, please. Maybe two.
Get the sauce on the side.
Why not? It's sauce. Anyway, they have some yummy additions as well. Masala fries sounds great. The yogurt raita, the mint chutney. Yes.
Prices.
Okay, I'm sorry. Masala fries for $4, yogurt raita for $3, mint chutney for $2, the tamarind chutney for $2, the acai salad that has lemons, tomatoes, and green chilies for $4, and the chopped green chilies for $3. I mean,
the desai salad sounds good.
Yeah. Masala fries? What? And yeah, I mean, you had me at the chutneys. I'll take all the chutneys. That's what they're, you know, that's kind of like every Indian restaurant known to man. Get the chutneys, please.
I like the rayata.
Yeah, rayata. Rayata? Is that how you say it? Rayata? 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 Okay. Who's a rayata and who's wronga?
For the kids.
I'm a dad joke guy because I'm a dad now, and now I have an excuse to say it.
For
the kiddos.
I love it. For the kids, these are all $9. You could try the little naan pizza, little sliders, or crispy chicken fingers.
Wow.
They also have some desserts, of course. You could try the gulab jamun cheesecake, which is $9, or the chocolate and strawberry naan for $8.
Mm. Ooh,
yeah,
that sounds good.
That gulab jamun cheesecake sounds like it's New York cheesecake. I don't know what gulab jamun is. I'll have to look that up, but sounds great. I mean, New York cheesecake, as Kristen will tell you, is one of my all-time faves.
That and bread pudding.
This is true. That is true.
Okay.
We've had that.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I was right before I said it, because it's not gluten-free and I can't have this.
Yes.
But it's a sweet confectionery, popular in India, Pakistan, Nepal, and it's like little dough balls soaked in rose water.
Yes.
They're good.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Signature drinks.
Signature drinks. They've got the Eat House wines, which include Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, sparkling. And they
$12.
$12. The Eat Citra Pale Ale for $8. The Boozy Slushies, which are seasonal, at $12. Who doesn't want a boozy slushie? I know if you're listening to this show, you agree with us. Also, the Vanilla Cardamom Yogurt Lassi. Yeah. $5. And then, of course, the classic, never gets old, anytime, anywhere, any place. One of my personal favorites, the mango yogurt lassi at $5. And look, these prices are really good.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I mean, the cheesecake for $9, $5 for the lassi, the build your own bowl at $18. That's like any restaurant of note in any city, you know, any city of note that has Indian restaurants. So
yeah, the prices aren't bad at all.
No, I like it. I think that's cool.
I'm excited to try it for sure.
Me too.
And this is, we didn't say this at the beginning, I don't think, but this is located in the Marketplace district of Disney Springs. It is by Disney's Days of Christmas next to Earl of Sandwich. And it is quick service.
Isn't it in the former Wolfgang Puck Express location?
That's correct.
Yes.
Perfect place for it. You know, I will miss Wolfgang Express. It was one of my favorite little places to always, we always would eat there.
Oh, yeah. Especially always. When we did the Disney dining plan, because it was quick service, but you were getting table service type food. Yeah,
table service, mm-hmm. proper meal. And now it seems like they're carrying on that tradition with this quick service as well. You're going to get awesome food that's vibrant, a lot of vegetables, and so tasty. Yeah, love Indian food. Anyway, I'm going to have to stop talking about it because I can go on and on about the yumminess. So,
yes, well, I need to make some.
You need to make some?
Some Indian food, yeah.
Well,
I need to order some.
Oh. Well, on that note, it makes me want to go to India just to travel and see the food and eat the food. Not just see the food, but eat it, of course, and see the sights.
I can't go.
Oh, you can't?
No, because you have to, one of the vaccines you need contains a live virus.
Oh, yeah, you can't go.
So, well, it's one of those things that they tell you,
as a
if it's a you must go because you have family there kind of thing, there's actually they have to prep you like for a full year. There's like medications that you have to take.
Understood. Yep. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're, you know, compromised immune system, kidney transplant patient. Okay.
Just but I get the, to look at I get to look at pretty pictures of
for the uninitiated. Yep. Well, I tell you though, you know, one thing that we do look forward to all the time is travel, especially taking your Disney vacation. And there's an opportunity for you, yes, you, our loyal listener, to save 25% at the Disney Resort hotels at Walt Disney World. Kristen, what are the deets on this awesome deal?
Okay, well, time is running out to get the bigger percentages because you got to book by December 15th to get them. And if you do, you can save up to 30% on most stays for most nights, February 25th through March 24th. But you got to book by the 15th. And then you can also save up to 25% on most Sunday to Thursday nights from January 9th through February 22nd. After that, you can still get these discounts, but they're going to be at a lower percentage rate. So it's a book now and you get that extra like 5% off.
Who doesn't want to save?
That adds up.
Who doesn't want to save? Let's do it. Go ahead and get Kristen to book your next Disney trip or Universal trip or any cruise line, Adventures by Disney. When I say any cruise line, I mean Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Virgin, like any cruise line, she can do it. And
they just released this week booking for Star of the Seas.
There you go, on Royal Caribbean.
Yep, that'll be sailing in 2025.
And of course, the new Disney cruise ship as well. Let's not forget the Treasure, which is awesome. So, Kristen, where can people email you to take advantage of this deal and so much more, as well as your awesome experience?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
I love it.
And speaking of Disney Treasure.
Yes.
I want to go because I want to go to the Haunted Mansion Bar.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, I must go on that.
I love the whole Treasure aspect of the, you know, especially the Aladdin areas and different things that they have on the Disney Treasure. We talked about it, if you look in the show notes or the show archive, for like last month when we talked about the Treasure. But yeah, it looks great, and Disney knows how to make a really good promo video. That was a really nice promo video. I liked Truth. It anyway. Summer House on the Lake, another one at Disney Springs, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on at Springs.
Yes. So they will have a brunch menu as well as a lunch and dinner menu, which is very exciting to see. So
very much an American eatery. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, that's
I would say that's
a specialty just from the look of things.
It's got a variety of food. Cool. So the starters are the jalapeno cornbread for $12.95. They have cheesy dream puffs for $10.95. Warm edamame for $9.95. Potato salad deviled eggs, $9.95. Truffle fries, which are always good, $15.95. And then they have a prime beef meatballs. $17.95.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. This is from the brunch menu.
Okay.
They also have a signature guacamole. It's going to be house-made tortilla chips, house avocado, cilantro, pico de gallo, charred tomato salsa, habanero verde, and you can add crab, pinky toe crab, that is. It is $16.95, and then if you add the pinky toe crab, it's an additional $12.95.
Okay, wow, that sounds delicious.
That's a kicked up guacamole.
And they do have a Cali Mexi breakfast. Kat, what's on that menu?
Well, they have a breakfast burrito, of course, for $16.95. You could also get that vegan for $17.95. They have breakfast tostadas for $18.95 with pulled chicken. That sounds interesting.
Ooh.
They also have Mexican hash browns for $16.95 and huevos rancheros, one of my favorites, for $19.95.
I was just gonna say, I love that. It's like my favorite thing to get. But I will say, what's interesting is with that breakfast tostadas, in the description they describe the black beans as silky.
Breakfast tostadas with the pulled chicken sounds a lot like chilaquiles, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. I see the sunny side up eggs.
Chilaquiles can have sunny side up eggs.
Yeah. Okay.
But the silky black beans gets me a little. Bleh.
Silky black beans. Okay.
Maybe I don't like mine silky. Maybe I like my black beans a little rough.
I just want them to be like beans. That's enough for me, I think.
It's just black beans.
I keep on having, whenever I see the black beans, I think of that New York delicatessen guy that does like the bowls. It's like, what you want in there? Black beans. Yup. Yup. What do you want? More chicken, please. Yup. Okay. So also says you can order eggs cooked in three different ways, which is always nice for me, because you could get a three egg sandwich or a three egg breakfast, which is also good. I mean, can't be a decent breakfast place without having eggs three different ways, right?
Ooh,
at least.
Yeah, they also have a short rib hash
for $19.95
with sunny side up eggs. Yep,
that sounds really good.
Yeah, it does. And then they have a vegetable hash with crispy potatoes and poached eggs for $17.95. So $17 to $16.95. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty decent prices for breakfast.
Not too bad. Kat, what's on the griddle and iron?
You could try the crispy strawberry waffles for $16.95, the apple cinnamon waffles for $15.95, fluffy buttermilk pancakes for $13.95, or blueberry pancakes for $14.95.
And they have Vermont maple syrup, if that's important to you.
Oh, that's dire. I need to know.
I know. I realized my faux pas when I handed you griddle and iron.
I was like, give Kat the one thing she can't eat.
Here's a whole section of food you can't eat.
You want me to go through these ones too? I'll do it. Salads. And all of these salads sound delicious. You could get a nice house salad for $9.95. I'm obsessed with this right now. I don't know why, but it's something that I've been fixated on. Shaved Brussels sprouts. Yeah. For $19.95.
I have been craving Brussels sprouts with maple and bacon.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been making it like shaved with green goddess dressing with edamames and stuff. It's so good. Ugh.
I was going to say, you know, I mean, the holidays really for me is the Brussels sprouts too. I mean, you know, with all that stuff, but it's kind of like a holiday treat. So
agree. And their version has manchego, bacon, avocado, toasted almonds, green peas, and mustard vinaigrette, which sounds delicious.
Sounds delightful.
They also have a Costa Mesa salad for $18.95, which has queso fresco, corn pico de gallo, crispy tortilla, chipotle crema, and a lime vinaigrette. You could try their kale and cashew salad for $17.95. Their Buena Vista Cobb for $20.95. And, of course, you can always add protein to any of these salads. A selection of grilled chicken, crispy chicken, salmon, tuna, or steak.
That's a lot of options for protein.
Yes, definitely. At their respective prices, of course.
Nice. Well,
yes, Kristen, more veggies. Tell me about more veggies, because one of my favorite things is on this menu.
Caramelized Brussels sprouts for $14.95. They have balsamic vinegar and Parmesan. Oh my, am I having problems?
She can normally say this because
it was good. It was good.
Come on now.
Help me. I don't know what
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Thank you. And I can normally say it, but again, having speaking problems. Shishito peppers for $13.95. Grilled avocado for $13.95. And has salsa matcha. That sounds very interesting.
Interesting.
Wood grilled artichokes for $16.95. Oh, that sounds nice. I would go with that. It's got lemon, herbs, and aioli.
Yes, please.
Well, then on to my favorite part of the menu, next to some of these starters is the sandwiches. The Earl of Sand, well, not really the Earl of Sandwich. It's another place. But Mr. Sandwich, crispy chicken. They've got avocado buttermilk dressing on that with lettuce and fries for $16.95. They've got a turkey stack with Havarti and bacon, and that is $17.95. They also have a prime cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. You know, it's all about the SNL skits. Cheddar, lettuce, tomato, all the good stuff with mayo and fries at $20.95. So really cool. I'm down with that. Kat's going to take us into the summer comfort menu here.
Yes, they have our famous herb chicken breast paillard for $21.95. Picnic fried chicken basket for $23.95. And that comes with slaw, honey mustard, and French fries. You could try their wood-grilled salmon for $38.95 or their skirt steak frites for $38.95.
Please. Yeah. You know what? Not only do I love cheesecake and bread pudding, but also good fried chicken and good burgers. I sound like a 12-year-old, I know. But,
you know, I think the salmon always sounds good to me, especially when you say wood grilled.
Yes.
That gets me. But that famous herbed chicken with arugula salad and Calabrian chili sounds very delicious. That definitely sounds like something up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something for the kids, Kristen?
For the kiddos.
Yes, they have a lot of things for kiddos. They have Michaela's grilled cheese. All of these are $9.95. There's Max's crispy chicken fingers. You have
every time you say Max, I think of Maxie from Goofy movie.
Mason's breakfast for dinner, which has silver dollar pancakes, maple syrup, and choice of bacon or sausage, and you can add blueberries or chocolate chips to it. Brody's scrambled eggs, Gavin's pasta with turkey and meatballs, Braylon's mac and cheese, Olivia's quesadilla, Gracie's cheeseburger, or Grace's cheeseburger, and Thomas's cheese pizza. A lot of these come with choice of side and fresh berries too.
I feel like they named a child after, or named a menu item after every one of the children that I guess some of the people work there. It's got to be right.
I don't know. I guess
like who is Braylon? Like, why would you name it Braylon unless there was
unless you connection? Know? Yeah, because that's an unusual. That's not an overly common name. No. And I said Gracie because often kids in grade school, Gracie's a very popular name. Most, pretty much any girl in grade school that has the name Grace goes by Gracie. Yeah, a lot of those names are quite popular kids' names.
Yeah. All right.
But Braylon, I've only ever met one other Braylon.
That's very
she was neat. Awesome.
Nice. All right. So in the cocktails realm, they have a 1996 spritzer, which is elderflower, fennel, limonata, and Sauvignon Blanc. They also have the Aperol Spritz with Prosecco and orange. And these are all $15. And then they also have the Orlando Spritzer, which has grapefruit and Prosecco and soda.
That Orlando Spritzer sounds good. I can't have it, but I would definitely, I think I would do the 1996.
It's interesting though, because Giuliana Prosecco, I don't know, I guess maybe that's a brand. It's kind of weird or that they, cause everything, yeah, everything on this is like not capitalized. So
is that what they're, it's throwing you off? Is
it's
that
throwing a blurred me off. Case? I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Wow, that's especially cocktails.
So tons of specialty cocktails in the realm of 14 to 15, 16, 18 bucks. They have a Froze, a Jalapeno Business, which is 818 Blanco, Dos Hombres, looks great. Tropical Dreams, which is Sunny Vodka, Pampelouse, Habanero Honey. They have
that sounds good.
Yeah, they have a margarita. They have a lavender haze, which is aviation gin, blueberry, and lavender, which is one of Kristen's favorite. This sounds great. Two tickets to Paradise, which is one of my favorite Eddie Money songs. Flecha Azul Resposado, Pineapple, and Nonino Amaro, which to me just sounds yummy because I'm here for the tequila. And then the Endless Summer Old Fashioned, Brothers Bond Whiskey, Lemon Demerara, and Orange Bitters. And the Espressotini, which is Kettle One Vodka, Kui Liqueur, and Espresso. And like I said, I mean, these are, you know, once again, not unheard of prices for the type of stuff that you're getting. The two tickets to Paradise being the most expensive at $18. So $14, $18, something for you. And then I might as well finish this off, huh?
Yep, go with the zero.
They also have the non-alcoholic unleaded stuff. So they have the wait list, which is sparkling rose lemonade, elderflower, and lemon for $9. These are all $9. Strawberry Fields, of course, that's sage, lavender, and strawberry. And Pineapple Kick, just like in excess, pineapple, orange, and jalapeno agave. Yes, I'm putting in every musical reference in these movies. Kristen? Kat?
Kat's going to talk about lunch and dinner.
Yeah, so the lunch and dinner menus have a lot of the same things, but this one has a raw and chilled section. They have an ahi tuna tostada for $18.95, a salmon poke nachos for $19.95, hamachi sashimi for $18.95, and of course a classic shrimp cocktail for $19.95.
The only thing that I would be like, hey, I'm not going to get is the classic shrimp cocktail. Everything else, I'm like, yes, please get me one.
One of each, please. Thank you. They also have a tacos selection. Grilled tequila lime chicken for $19.95, crispy fish tacos for $22.95, and carne asada for $28.95. Kristen, tell us about the pasta and pizza.
So they got spaghetti pomodoro for $18.95. Rigatoni a la vodka for $21.95, an angry crab bucatini, $38.95, which has Dungeness crab, and it's got that Calabrian chili too. That sounds delicious to me.
I can be an angry, what was that angry, what? It was something angry.
Angry crab.
I can be an angry crab. I totally botched that landing, guys. Sorry.
We got it. You got there.
Yeah. What was that?
Something just fell.
Where? Here?
Not in here.
Uh-oh. Did you put something out there that could fall?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to let you talk about
pizza.
Pizza, Al John. Okay, why I go and check on
is,
what
is the door locked? I don't think I locked it.
I hope you didn't.
Yeah, we have a lock on the studio door now because the cats come in here and wreak havoc.
That checks out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, nothing. Well, sorry, I was going to say nothing says loving like pizza from the oven. Classic cheese pizza for $18.95. They have the margaritas pizza, which is always a classic, $19.95. The Hobbs pepperoni at $20.95. Shaved mushroom. Now this is what piques my enthusiasm here. They have the Gruyere cheese, onion, truffle, rosemary, fresh parsley, and Parmesan cream. That sounds great. I love me a shaved mushroom. $20.95. And then also, if you couldn't get enough with the salad, you also have a spinach and kale, roasted garlic, pecorino, Parmesan cream pizza for $21.95. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's something nice and hearty I like about ale and spinach together. And with the Parmesan cream, that's got to be good. Got to be good. I don't see how it can.
Yeah.
Can it take us into the summer comfort area again?
Yeah. So along it's with stuff, the ones... Right?
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah. So they have some additional stuff along with the two chicken and the steak-free options that were at brunch. This, instead of the other salmon, it's a corn husk salmon with Florida corn, spicy honey glaze, and tomatillo salsa for $38.95. They also have a grouper fish and chips for $35.95 and a center cut filet mignon for $52.95.
Oh, wowzers.
Yeah. So it looks like the kids menu and the drink menus are the same. Man. But there's lots of options at this place.
I like the variety. You know, it's I don't know, it's a lot more than I expected from a place like this.
Eljon, correct me if I'm wrong. The place that was here before was Bongos?
Yes.
Bongos. I do think this is a more inclusive menu than what was available at Bongos. So,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's Summer House on the Lake. It's, I guess, an idea whose time has come, just because Bongos has been there for over, what, 20 years plus?
Yeah.
Because I know Bongos was there, one of the very first places that Kristen and I went on our honeymoon back in 2003 was Bongos.
Yeah.
We went there, and we still have the little keychain with our photo on it with a little maraca, the baby maraca that was on it from our very first, our honeymoon in 2003.
I love it.
So, you know, this is if I'm not mistaken, this is Bongos, but this is Bongos, right? Hun? She's coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Summer House is where the old Bongos is over there at Springs. Yes.
Yeah.
I was just telling Kat about our honeymoon where we got our very first piece of memorabilia, which is the Bongos keychain with a little maraca on it with our picture. Still have it.
Somewhere.
It's in one of my drawers here. So
love it.
Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, I mean, obviously Summer House on the Lake, everything is fresh and vibrant. A lot of great hearty vegetables and a lot of, it's going to be a good menu when there is color on your plate.
Agree.
You know, nice and fresh, farm to table. I like it. Anything additional, gang?
We don't have an opening date on this, but it does say before the end of the year, which is coming quickly. So in the next few weeks, I would think, right?
I think they'd have a soft opening coming soon. Yeah. If that's the goal, they just release this menu. I would think that it's just, they'll be open and they're going to be put through their paces through the holidays. And here they are post Christmas, bam, they're open.
Yep.
Anywho, how are we looking, Kristen?
Good. I will say, since you were talking about the pizzas while I was in here, the shaved mushroom.
I knew it. We spent time talking about it.
Is the one that I'd be like, yes, please bring that to me.
You don't say.
A true shock.
Oh, all of us are like,
Gruyere, onion, truffle. Parmesan cream? Like, really? Where can you go wrong?
You know, we've been married for over 20 years when this stuff happens. It's like, I look at a menu and it's like, I think I'm going to like that. I like the same thing that my wife likes. Imagine that. You know, really, over the past 20 years, Kristen, you really turned me on to a lot of great food and drink, because before that, I thought beer was just Rolling Rock and Bud Light. Seriously. And I really didn't get into it because I always thought, you know, beer tasted like crap because my parents grew up on Miller Lite and I hated Miller Lite, didn't drink it. So, of course, you go into being a rock star and you're endorsed by Budweiser and Jägermeister. So you're just drinking that stuff all the time, right? I know. Yeah, I'm making everybody gag right now. But, it's good stuff. And, of course, I didn't get an appreciation for wine until later, doing all these wine events where I was fascinated by it. So yes, I've grown a lot, not just a fan of food, but also good drinks. So,
and see, I started drinking good drinks from the start. Like, I wasn't one of those people that started off with like, I'm going to have Boone's Farm. And then
Bud. Are you saying like one of these people like me?
And Bud Light. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I immediately went into drinking like white and red wine.
But you also worked in a restaurant where had so much experience and tastings and stuff. So
I liked to, I always like to try new things. So when I turned 21, and there used to be a place, I don't even know what's still there, down in downtown, and it was called the Beer Cellar, and it had like 100 beers plus on tap. So every time I went, I tried a different beer and I went down the list, and that was my thing. I'm gonna try a new beer. Always tried like if something I hadn't had. So yeah,
it's good.
I was 21 ordering Guinness, and then the server would always be like, are you sure you want that? Have you had it before? Yes. Okay.
Well, Kat, you
can't talk. I went to school in Chicago. We drank PBRs in the back of grip trucks. It was not classy by any means. So.
Oh yeah. The PBRs. You know what? Honestly, a good PBR will beat a Miller Lite any day of the week. Fight me on that.
PBRs and shots of Malort, which tastes like regret and pencil shavings. So no thanks.
Ouch.
We're good.
Ouch. That is pretty hard up.
Oh, I remember not when Rumpelmintz and Aftershock.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, nothing as hard up as Aljon in college getting snowed in for several days and a huge ice storm back in 1997, going with my dorm mates to the Circle K down the street and getting NyQuil because all the liquor stores were closed, and doing donuts in the parking lot when absolutely no one was there.
Love it. Goldschlager.
You're welcome, internet.
Love it.
Goldschlager. I always thought that stuff was so cool because it had the specks of gold in it.
Oh. Yerk. Absolutely not.
That's how you know. That's how you know when I grew up. If I say Goldschlager. Oh,
this is not. I mean, I don't even know what to do other than cue the music, because Kat's about ready to pull up, throw up in the mouth just a little bit.
No, let's
have
not.
Mercy.
Well, we would like to thank you for listening, especially when you're hearing our like completely off topic discussions.
I think that's why they tune in.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy.
Could just, you know, get the foodie guide and go, okay, this is cool. Or you could just listen to us talk about the foodie guide and talk about our experiences with food and drink and doing donuts in a parking lot on a cold winter night, hard up for alcohol. When you're, you know.
That's the story that's making me gag right now, Aljon.
Sorry.
Thank you. Well, despite all that stuff, we hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. You guys are the reason that we do this show. So please support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. They mean more than you know. They help this channel out so much. Speaking of support, if you enjoy what we do and you want to do a little bit more, you can consider becoming a supporter on Spotify, or you can shop our links. Right now you're doing your shop, and we've got Amazon and Disney Store. And if you go into Walt Disney World, we've got Kingdom Strollers and Garden Grocer for you. And you can find those on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Aljon, take it.
All right, sweetness. You can find Dining at Disney and all the socials. Instagram, we're there. Facebook, we're there. And you can follow me, Aljon Go, on Instagram. That's the best way to follow us. Once again, Kristen at Dining at Disney, Kat over there. And I'm going to spell it. I know I'm going to do it right this time. Kat's Instagram handle is at @CAT_ASTPOR. I messed it up.
_ASTROPHE. Yes.
Yeah.
I've got it down.
I did a catastrophic name.
It's perfect.
It's so bad. But I'm here for your entertaining pleasure. So, you know. Anyway, you can also find her podcast as well, Eat the Pictures. Please eat the pictures with Kat, because it's a bite-sized podcast, very fun to digest, about food, film, everywhere podcasts are found. And you can also find my podcast with Dave Bossert called Skull Rock Podcast. And recently we had Mike Uccella, who's going to be on the show soon. And Mike worked for Pixar. So we talk about stuff about Pixar and his work on Toy Story and what's it like working for, you know, Don Bluth and all those people and stuff back in the CalArts days. And we also talked to John Pomeroy, of course. John Pomeroy, excellent animator, producer from the Disney Renaissance period. So we get to talk about that as well. So enjoy Skull Rock when you find it. All right. Cool.
Well, like Aljon said, you can find us on all your social media, or of course at diningatdisney.com. And if you haven't, Join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. You can listen to Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com or on their lovely app. Check out their Christmas selection, and I believe coming soon, the new Epcot loops will be up. Yeah. So waiting for those, excited for those. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
17 more days.
Yep.
That's all I got to say about that.